We turn now to Ukraine. A ceasefire there has not ended the violence between pro-Russian separatists and government forces. They did exchange prisoners the other day and said they were going to start withdrawing heavy weapons, but today Ukraine says continued fighting makes that impossible. Yesterday, a bomb killed two people during a march in support of the government in Kiev. Ceasefire monitors are trying to track all this. They're from the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, or OSCE. And the monitors often cannot even get to the fighting they are supposed to observe. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
What started as a team of human rights monitors is quickly turning into something different, according to Lamberto Zanier, the Secretary General of the OSCE.
We have some difficulties because we are a civilian mission, but we need increasingly monitors with a military background. The mission in itself has turned into a quasi-peacekeeping mission at this point.
And so he was here in Washington seeking more support. Zanier tells NPR the OSCE needs better technology.
We can use more technical equipment, satellite imagery, drones, radars, even cameras. So that is certainly something where we will seek from everybody, including from the U.S. Support.
The State Department says it spent $6.5 million for the OSCE mission in Ukraine so far, and spokesperson Jen Psaki says the U.S. will consider doing more.
Our goal is to ensure, of course, that they are well-equipped to carry out their tasks, including monitoring implementation of the ceasefire and monitoring the international border between Ukraine and Russia.
Under the Minsk peace plan, though, Ukraine won't regain control of its border with Russia until the end of the year at the earliest, and that's only if all sides implement the agreement. Zanier is hoping that at least the OSCE can keep an eye on the border in the meantime.
We will have these technical means, we will have more people on the ground, so we will be sort of roaming closer to the border than we've done before. So we'll be able to see better what is going on there.
He says the peace plan reached in Minsk also left some ambiguity when it came to the railway hub of Debaltseve, where Ukrainian troops suffered a humiliating defeat after the ceasefire went into effect. Zanier calls that a clear violation of the ceasefire by the separatists and says it's hard to tell where the conflict goes from here.
One possible scenario is that this conflict will somehow cool down, but then the situation on the ground gets frozen, and that there the difficulty will be the political process.
The OSCE has some experience with these so-called frozen conflicts in the former Soviet Union, from Transnistria and Moldova to Nagorno-Karabakh, which he warns is at risk of reigniting a conflict between Azerbaijan and Armenia. Then there's the former Soviet Republic of Georgia, which effectively lost two of its regions to Russia in a war in 2008.
What we see is a process of progressive, integration of those regions of Abkhazia and South Ossetia into the Russian Federation.
Russia has effectively erased those borders, he says, and Zanier thinks this trend is not just about Russia's relations with its neighbors. This is about, as he puts it, how Russia feels in its own skin after the disintegration of the Soviet Union and how it relates to the West. The OSCE is one place where all these countries are members, so it's a platform for dialogue, though the Secretary General says these days the conversations have, as he put it, a Cold War accent. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.